So before the restrictions on trade with and travel to Cuba were lifted, an interesting experiment was going on in Havana. The first Broadway musical to open in Cuba since back when Camelot and Bye Bye Birdie were brand new on Broadway. The show now playing Havana? Rent. Jonathan Larson's musical peon to 1980s Bohemian New York. Reporter Marissa Neff went to see it.
I'm Marissa, and I'm obsessed with Rent. Or I was back in the day. I saw the musical on Broadway 3 times. I waited in line for the movie on opening night. I tortured my roommates.
525,600 minutes.
Like that.
525,000 moments so dear.
When Rent opened in the 90s, I was fresh out of college, carving out my life in a new city, paying rent for the first time. My friends and acquaintances seemed like the show's characters. The hunky Roger, the nerdy and frustrated Mark, and Mimi Marquez, the damaged sex pot with the heart of gold. So I was pretty excited when I heard through the grapevine that Rent was going to open in Havana while I was there in December. Is this the first Broadway show to be staged in Cuba?
Yes,
in the last 50 years, it's the first show to come directly from Broadway to Cuba.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. Everyone in the world knows the prestige of Broadway, the level of professionalism and discipline, and it's an incredible experience for us to have it here in Cuba.
That's the show's associate director, Rainier Rodriguez Vasquez. He told me that music education and talent are huge in Cuba, but that didn't mean finding the right cast and crew was easy. I called Andy Senor Jr., the show's Cuban-American director in Miami.
The actors didn't really know the art form too well, so I got some singers and some actors, and none of them had real proficiency with doing it in combination. And not only that, but also in this particular musical style, which is very specific. And training them in the medium and also teaching them Rent was a whole job in itself.
On the night I went, the few tourists in the audience had paid $20 to get in, but most tickets went to Cubans for about 80 cents. Rent in Cuba, as I later learned from the producers, wasn't a money-making proposition. That wasn't really the point. But I had other questions. What would the Cuban audience make of Rent? Its depictions of junkies, AIDS, and landlords.
It's time to get my freak on.
For one thing, you don't see much drug use in Cuba. And in the 80s, the health ministry quarantined people with HIV. That was considered very harsh from a human rights standpoint, but it prevented an epidemic. Housing is guaranteed there. Cubans may have plenty of problems, but not the problems of New York.
We had to stay very faithful to the vision of Jonathan Larson, the creator of Rent, and respect his whole story. It couldn't be a translation based in Cuba. We kept all the social aspects, everything in the show that comes from New York.
There were only small gestures to Cubanize the play, like calling out Havana's Calle 23 in place of New York's Avenue B. I talked to Igor Vega at the premiere. He's a singer with Havana's top opera company. He told me that although Cuba's artists live rent-free, he related to Rent.
In this country, we've had to struggle at all levels of art, from independent artists to those who are associated with state institutions, which is the majority here because everything is institutionalized, but in ways that keep things controlled within certain parameters. The struggle is still for spaces to work in and for artists to be supported. So I think Rent touches this theme too.
Don't breathe too deep. Don't think all day.
For years, Cuba's Ministry of Culture and many artists have expressed anxiety about the influence of U.S. culture, especially its consumerist ethos. But the truth is, it's rare to meet Cubans who aren't fascinated by American music and TV. People pass around music videos and TV shows, these days on flash drives. Ariadna Nunez, who stars in Rent, first saw the show on a VHS tape.
15
years ago, I watched the musical for the first time, and I loved it so much I cried. But it never crossed my mind that one day I'd perform in Rent, much less play Mimi.
Nunez studied at Cuba's National School of Art, and she starred in some plays and TV shows, including a soap opera called Summer of Love. She seemed hopeful that Rent might reignite Cuba's own musical theater. You see, going back to the 19th century, locally produced musicals and operas filled Havana's grand theaters. And in the 20th century, every American star played in Havana, up until the revolution.
Cuba has a tradition of musical theater, but it's mostly in the past. So to have the chance to do a musical at a world-class level is something we're so grateful for. I think it's the start of a new era, for much more musical theater and much more cultural exchange.
Even if a few things about Rent were lost on the crowd, Larson's play is a critique of private property. And Cubans know a thing or two about the critique of private property. And as Andy Senor told me, there's really nothing more Cuban than finding ways to make do.
Cubans have a very specific way of adapting to their situation, whether economically or culturally, and they're very intensively creative around that, very much like the characters in Rent. Yeah, and I think that's what's so great about Rent being the first show that we bring over, because it's not like it's like Beauty and the Beast, and you know they can't really identify, but these specific characters, they can.
Igor Vega, the opera singer, felt they definitely had.
I don't
think there are two countries more symbolic of separation in the world than Cuba and the United States. But if this separation could be resolved, it would be wonderful. And I think art is the way. I hope this is the first step of many.
For Studio 360, I'm Marissa Neff.
And at studio360.org, you can see a video of the Havana cast of Rent in rehearsal.
Momentos de paz. 525,000